This is Polykill, where two men, outnumbered by their games and at war with time, undertake the quest of defeating their lengthy backlogs. Please adjust your seat and prepare your ears for the banter of your hosts, Jake and Travis.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to episode 87 of the Polykill podcast. We're your hosts. I'm Travis. I didn't say that last episode, Jake. I'm so excited you were back. I said, I'm your host, and here's Jake. So,
well, I think most people assume you'll always be here.
Maybe, but what if they were new to the show? They were like, all right, there's a Jake from Texas, and then there's this other whiny guy that
that no one knows his name, because I don't think I ever say your name on the podcast.
You don't. I say your name a lot. I'm like, now, Jake, listen. Now, Jake, what do you think about this? Jake, you did beat any games? Jake.
Right.
You never call me.
I never go, Travis.
You never say it. You never say my name.
I know. I have no need to.
Say my name. Howdy, everybody. Hey. I'm Travis. That's Jake. We're the Polyco Podcast. If you're new to the show, we talk about beating video games. Games are playing, games are beaten. But we're not a spreadsheet. We try to make it fun.
Yeah, I mean, we're not trying to just be some boring old checklist that you have to look at like you're at work. Or like a grocery list, or like some nerdy way to keep up with your game collection.
Yeah, which I enjoy that.
I know you do. I know.
But we're not that here. We're fun, I think.
Yeah.
For other fun, you can be a NES friend.
Right.
You can check out the NES Friend YouTube channel. I do that, and I put NES games on there. I don't want to call them reviews. I'm not a reviewer. I just bring them to the world. I say, hey, check this out. You might know about it already, but here's a video about it.
Mm-hmm,
that's what I do.
Yeah,
you can check those out if you want to. You don't have to. Go to hell. All right. So on the radar, recent pickups in on the radar.
Yeah.
Pickups, Jake. Super Meat Boy.
Super the Meat Boy. Yeah.
Limited run a dish.
Yeah. And they're doing this little partnership with the Best Buy.
Mm-hmm.
And I walked into the Best Buy.
Yeah.
On the release day, which was Friday, I think. Yeah, that makes sense. I don't remember which Friday.
No one cares.
I walked in and I'm like, where is it? I want it. Walked back to the Switch games section. I thumbed through all of those. None there. And then they have these little end caps that have like the promotional items. And then there's a blank space there. I think Taylor Swift put it there. But it just said Super Meat Boy. And there was no games there. And I was like, oh, man.
I don't get your Taylor Swift joke. I wish I did.
It's a song that she wrote called Blank Space.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Anyway, so they didn't have any out. And I was like, damn it.
Yeah.
You know, this is release day. This is Super Meat Boy. I can't imagine that where we live, there is a thriving community of people that want this on the Switch. Just
people out here love meat, though.
They do.
A lot of red-blooded Americans.
So anyway, one of those little bumbling guys in the blue shirt comes up to me and asks if he can help me. And I was like, you can make my day if you have these in the back. And he's like, all right. So he whips out his little electronic device. He's like, oh, I have those. I'm like, yes. So he goes back, gets them. I pick up.
Did you do a little ground game with him?
I didn't. Ah. I should have. But the funny part was he tried to make a joke because his name was Jacob as well.
How do you know your name? But were you wearing a name tag as well?
No, because like when I check out, they ask you to like,
oh, okay,
can you know, like confirm your.
So he took you over to the front. You dated
no,
him for
he,
a little
he
bit.
He was in the back where the Apple shit is.
But how do you know your name back in if in the front in the back?
What?
How did he know your name? I don't understand.
Because like when you check out a Best Buy, they ask for your phone number, and if you have a Best Buy account,
mm-hmm.
then your name pops up on the screen.
Oh, so you went up front to talk to him.
No, he was in the games.
I'm so confused.
It's okay. He checks me out, and he's like, ah, couple of Jacobs making it happen. I was like, oh, yeah, buddy.
Oh, that's awesome.
That's good. But anyway, yeah, I was really happy to pick that up. And you got it as well, but you got it through the mail. You didn't have to interact with Jacob.
I didn't have to interact with Jacob, but I still had to go to Best Buy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was a pickup pre-order.
Ah.
They sent me an email and said, listen, you got 4 days left to pick this up.
Oh, Jesus.
And they said, we're going to burn it. You know,
they're going to burn it.
The tone of the email was such that if I didn't pick up that game, something bad was going to happen to me or the game. Like, it was like, pick this up or else. Mm. And I go to pick it up, but here's the thing. You kind of reminded me of my Best Buy experience.
Go ahead.
Not as cool as yours, by the way.
Okay.
Jacob sounds like a real all-star.
Oh, he was fun.
That's cool. I didn't have, unless Jacob was this asshole who, I went up to the, you know, they have like that pickup and service line.
Yeah.
A couple kiosk.
Right.
I'm the next guy in line, and the guy at that desk
uh-huh.
gets done helping the guy in front of me.
Okay.
says goodbye to that guy. That guy walks off, and then this guy just walks off past me.
Wow.
Doesn't even acknowledge me. So I'm just standing in line. Just yeah. Hello?
Thumb in your mouth.
Thumbing it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got my thumb in my mouth, and I'm wondering where did this guy go?
Yeah.
And so I'm looking. At this point, that annoyed me a lot.
Oh, of course.
He could have said, I'm sorry, my shift's done. She's going to help you out or something like that. Anything. I totally understand something like that.
Anything.
But he just walks by
just
and
walks just away.
Ignores my being.
Wow.
Total douche move. So I put on the body language like, listen, I'm a sassy boy and I'm not to be messed with right now. I'm here to pick up my meat and I just got snubbed.
Right.
And the girl at the desk adjacent noticed my posture.
Your change in demeanor.
Right. My wrist bent on my hip and my right foot slightly tapping.
Sure.
And my head bent down with a scowl through my eyebrows.
Like you're grading a paper.
Like I was literally looking at her saying, honey, like do something. Well, she looks at me. She's like, I'm sorry, sir. I'll help you in just a second. Like kind of panicked. And I was like, how imposing do I look right now?
Right.
Like I was like, did I scare you? I'm sorry. I am a little flustered, but geez.
Right.
So,
but doesn't that make you feel a little good though?
It did.
Yeah.
I was
scary.
Like,
I don't like that.
What a power grab that was. So I've been doing that posture all week when I want a little something.
Yeah, nice.
Just, hey, look at me. I'm mad.
Like,
do something.
You want an extra packet of fire sauce at Taco Bell?
Yeah, I do my sass move. They're like, it's free. Just grab it.
Yeah, just grab it.
Okay, fine.
Well, it wouldn't work.
Yeah, but anyway, I got Super Meat Boy as well, is the moral of that story.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Nice.
Also, I picked up Let's Go Pikachu.
You did.
And it was, you know, I told everyone at the beginning of the year, one of my resolutions was to finally make it through a Pokemon game.
Right.
I want to be in on the hype. I want to know what Jigglypuff and Bulbasaur are up to. I want to know what a Pidgey is. I don't know this shit.
Correct.
You ever had people just talking Pokemon around you and you're like, shut up?
No, because I know what it is.
All right. Well, I don't.
All right.
And so a few people said, you know, the ground floor entry is probably going to be these new games. They streamline a lot of stuff.
They do.
They're new and shiny.
Mm-hmm.
And I was a little reluctant because I was like, I kind of want to be one of the classics that my peers grew up on. I want to kind of have that experience too.
You want to like have nostalgia transplant.
I can actually give myself nostalgia by playing something now that I can imagine my friends played when they were younger.
Boy, you are lonely.
Yeah, I am. I have no friends. Thank you for coming over, by the way.
You're welcome.
This
good
is fun.
To see you.
Yeah. I enjoy this. So yeah, but I got it. I picked that up.
Okay,
let's go
sweet.
Pikachu. We'll talk about it a little bit more later. But yeah,
right on. So yeah, I also picked up Super Meat Boy. I think as we know, Jacob got that for me, and then I picked up Let's Go Eevee, probably from the same link that I sent you to get Pikachu.
Now, why did you pick Eevee?
Well, I have Pikachu already.
You have okay.
So it was like $40, right? I think for a refurbished dish. So
no manual in mind. Did yours have one?
Nintendo first party games do not have manuals
at all.
Nope.
What kills me is that box has a manual slot, and I know that some games have manuals, some games don't. So I'm like, did I just not get it this time?
Most of the time, Switch games do not have manuals. I think Nicholas or Nicalis, however you say it, they generally have manuals. So
okay,
but most don't.
Anything limited run is going to have a little something in there.
Something.
Right?
Something.
I appreciate that, though. I'd rather have something.
Yeah. Also, I picked up Dimension Drive.
What is that?
Now, this is it's a space shooter kind of game. I really haven't even broken the thing open yet. I just got it earlier this week. But it was a Play Asia exclusive, I think. I've gotten a few things from there, like that one that I mentioned in my pickup video. RXJ Ryzen or something like that. I don't even remember the name of it. And then I got a couple other things from them. But this is my latest. So that's a collection pickup. And then I just got Okami.
Right.
Yeah.
About a wolf that paints Japan. It's
correct. That's the moral of the story.
Yeah, yeah. I've heard about this.
Yeah. I told you about it at lunch today.
You did.
But anyway, like so the full English version, much like the breakfast, didn't come out in America. It was digital only. I think other regions like EU and Asia got a physical release. So this is an import, but it did come through Amazon and with Prime shipping. So I was like, finally, I can get this.
Nice.
Yeah.
Very cool. So what does that put you at for Switch games?
109 is where I'm at.
Climbing.
Yeah.
Now, be honest.
Uh-huh.
Is your wife disappointed in you?
How honest do I have to be?
I don't know.
I don't think she's disappointed. I think
she's starting to feel it though. Is she like teases?
No.
Not all of these were free, Jacob.
Oh no, she knows that. But she also knows that I'm a bit of a bargain hunter.
Mm-hmm.
Like anytime I set my mind to get something, whether it's a TV, a computer, a gaming console, whatever, Like, I agonize over it for a while.
Yeah, yeah.
And always spend the least amount of money possible.
Boy, you poor thing. You've agonized 109 times. That's rough.
It's a lot of agony.
Yeah.
But anyway, I don't think she's disappointed. I think she probably just tries not to think about it.
That's a healthy thing.
Yeah, that's probably for the best.
Yeah.
I don't, you know, bring up, you know, all the yarn and shampoo she buys.
Like, she's just got fucking spools of it.
Dude, you have no idea
how much
yarn.
Was she collected?
I have no idea.
What is she doing with it? Does she make things?
She hasn't bought it in a while.
Does she wash it with the shampoo?
Maybe.
Why is there so much?
I don't know. But, like,
she's a medium-haired gal. She doesn't need that much shampoo.
Dude, she has so much shampoo.
Huh.
I don't get it.
I'm learning a lot about your relationship. All right. Well, we would go into the on the radar, but we don't want anything.
Flat nothing.
We don't want anything.
For the period of release of February 26th through March 11th. Just not.
Nothing for me.
Lot. No.
Somebody wants something out of that, but not me.
I might pick up Anthem, which releases on the 22nd, which will be this past Friday.
Right.
And I might get it.
People dig it.
People also hate it.
I know.
So
classic video game fans loving and hating. Why can't something just exist and you just be like, seems fine?
Because we have to, you know, we have an outlet.
Why are our opinions so important? They're not.
They're not.
They're not.
But anyway, I might pick that up because I know a lot of folks in the club, like P1 Musty, they're playing it. They're having a good time. It does look like something I would enjoy. I do like cooperative experiences. So I might pick it up.
But very cool.
But that's not on the radar. I think I brought it up last time and said I may be a wait and see. So
now you're
I'm
more
still
see.
Seeing.
Yeah.
Maybe less waiting. We'll see.
All right. What happened last time?
Let's check it out.
Previously on Polykill, Jake is finally back from the big old state of Texas where he finally found time to beat a few games like Battlefield V and Super Smash Ultimate. Trav hurts his thumbs playing the first Crash but was able to finish it. And Breath of the Wild. Jake is loving Apex Legends while Trav continues one flesh spin kicking his way through Double Dragon 3. Video game heroes the host would kill, pork, or marry serve as the topic of this guy.
And we are back. Last episode, Jake, it was so fun to finally snag you away from the big old hat state of Texas. Yeah, you were a different man.
I was, I think I'm normalizing.
You finally assimilated back to normal culture.
Feels weird.
You've kind of slacked off your pushing the flat earth stuff on me. And
right.
Which is good.
Yeah. Even though I have to admit, if you live in Texas, it's really easy to believe.
I was going to say, it's pretty fucking
it's
flat
pretty
out there, isn't it?
Fucking flat.
My thumbs are finally back to normal.
That's good. You need those to pee.
You got to use them to pee, I guess. Sometimes I use a forefinger and a middle finger. I mix it up. Sometimes I don't even touch it. I just flap it over the edge of the sweatpants and play a little game of guess what happens. So, but that's all. And a lot of one flesh spin kicking.
Yeah.
Which now, I think really hurt our SEO. No one's looking for that.
No one's looking for that. No one even know what that is. Yeah. I was here for that episode and I still don't remember.
It's fun. It's a fun episode.
I know,
go back.
I like it.
Like it. And then we pork killed in Marimo. I'm on the pork wagon right now.
Well, who is it?
I don't like saying fuck for some reason on the podcast.
You do, just not in that context.
We have to I know. When it's like literally fucking, I don't like it.
Right. It feels weird.
It does.
Yeah. But if you say pork or bang or
yeah
I don't know
smush
there we go
kill smush or marry
yeah
of course we played that and that was a lot of fun as well
yeah it was
and the community played it over on the Cartridge Club forums
they
we
did.
Posted all the options there and some of them are really funny. I really enjoyed Pam's
was great.
Pam's reasonings for the reasons that she would made the choices
I like
she
how,
made
like, sometimes
funny.
It was like multiple sentences of justification and it was like nah.
Well, I think my favorite one was some just somebody was wearing a beret. They were out.
Automatic disqualification.
Yeah, that was pretty good. All right, so let's move into the games that we knocked off the backlog. We got big old backlogs, Jake. You got 10 and a floater?
I actually have 8.
And a floater?
Nope.
No
just
floaters.
Eight. Just
okay.
Eight.
What is your? Do you recall what your 8 is? We didn't write them down for the episode. Do you remember?
What my 8 are?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's Shadow of the Tomb Raider, Assassin's Creed Odyssey, Xenoblade Chronicles 2, Crackdown 3, which is, I guess, a bit of a spoiler, and, Octopath Traveler, Detroit Become Human, and Neo. Not Neo. Nier. Near Automata.
And that was 7.
That was 7. So maybe I only have 7.
Oh, well, that's fair. Don't ask me what mine are. I don't remember. But I will tell you, I beat 2 games that weren't on it. So
already straying from the path.
Yeah, you know me. well, I did finish Crash 1 last time.
You did.
Hurt my thumbs. Very difficult game. I thought, especially those bridge levels. That's no secret. Nobody likes those.
Nobody likes the bridges.
They're not good.
Of Madison County.
Crash 2, much easier, I thought. Okay. The final boss was maybe the easiest boss.
Big of a pushover?
I've ever beaten in a game.
Oh, really?
It was, it was amazing.
Even more so than like the, you know, Bowser Jr. kids?
I think so.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. Because, the rest of the game's kind of aggravating, intentionally. Like, I get it. And I overcame that aggravation. It was fine. But the last boss, you're against, whatever his name is, Cortez, maybe.
Dr.
Neo Cortex. He has a giant triangle head.
Right.
And they've introduced in this game 3D flying stages. So you have a jetpack, and you fly, and it's sort of helicopter controls, you're zipping around flying. And all you have to do is fly up really close to him and spin and do that 3 times.
Oh, wow.
And there's
for
some
a final boss.
Yeah. And there's some blocks in the way that you got to dodge, but I didn't even move. I just flew straight and just kept hitting him, and it took like 8 seconds.
Well, gosh.
And I got credits. I don't know if I found like the
you found the
scrat
spot
of the century or the cheese spot or something like that, but I was like, wow, what a kind of whimper out that was, you know?
Anticlimactic.
For sure. But I thought the game was definitely a more fair, difficulty game. You know what I mean? Like, it wasn't as cheesy.
Okay.
Found some new ways to like I said, the jetpacks are in there and all that kind of stuff. So, I mean, it's a better game than 1, for sure. And then I moved on to Crash 3, which in general is a much easier game all the way around.
Okay.
Yeah. Like, I don't think, like, if I had to give you a number of game overs I got on the Crash series, I'd say in Crash 1, easily 50 to 60 game overs.
Wow.
Just running the lives down, going to 0, starting the whole stage over, and especially on those bridge levels, you're going to go through 10 or 15 maybe, trying to get through that. Crash 2... probably mid-teens. I'd say maybe 15. There's still some aggravation there, but, you know, nothing. I would equate that game more to like a Donkey Kong Country. Like, it's tough, but still fun, still fair.
Gotcha.
It's going to kick your butt, but it's good. Crash 3, I got 1 game over the whole time. Yeah, so that's the difference. And
if you want to feel good about yourself, play Crash 3.
I think so.
Okay.
The tougher stages are like these racing stages, but they don't kill you. You just have to finish first. If you finish third, you just restart it. You don't lose a life.
Oh,
so
okay.
That's kind of where it makes up for the the game overs. I guess you can't get a game over losing that one. So
I got you.
A lot of fun, though. I think those remasters are so well done.
I'm very excited.
I'm excited now to move on to the Spyro ones.
Yeah.
I'd like to get a hold of those.
Are you going
to
play those on the Switch?
I think so. I'd like to
get a hold of them. They're not on the Switch, so you can't.
Oh, they're not on the Switch?
Not yet.
Oh, but are they coming to the Switch?
Maybe.
Did someone say that to me?
There was a leak.
Okay, that's what I'm talking about. I read that. I saw the leak.
Yeah, you did.
I was the one that leaked it. I knew all about it.
I don't think you are. But I do find it curious that they're not on the Switch. So I'm really hoping that
they show up. Why did I think that so hard?
I don't know.
But they're on
PS4. It makes perfect sense.
Of course they're on PS4.
They're on PS4 and Xbox, yeah.
Oh, and Xbox as well.
Correct.
Well, maybe.
I think it'll come to the Switch.
I like how you baited me in.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, you're going to play them on the Switch. And I was like, goddamn right. I was so sure.
It doesn't matter what you think.
And now my dreams are crushed, and I kind of don't want to be on a podcast anymore.
All right.
No, I'm kidding. But I do have the originals. And I'm in this thing, Jake. I don't know. Playing the remasters versus the originals.
Yeah.
To a guy like you, it doesn't matter. You're going to play the remake every day.
Every day I'm playing remakes.
But to me, I have the original version. Uh-huh. Should I give that piece of media in there its fair run before it one day dissipates into nothing?
No.
Okay.
I don't think so.
Okay, fair.
You don't owe it anything.
I don't. Just sitting there and rot, game. I don't need you.
Yeah,
fair enough.
Do what you want. Live your life.
That's all I needed to hear.
There you go.
Well, you didn't.
I didn't beat anything. No.
What's your big excuse this time? You slept for 2 weeks.
I've been sick. You could probably hear it a little bit. So like
that's my favorite time to play games.
Downtime. Well, I was on cold medicine, so my reaction time was just bad.
Right.
And I was kind of just woozy.
That's when you play a game you don't care about.
I care about all my games.
Oh, fair.
That's why I just watch a lot of Netflix. Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's boring. Not good for this discussion.
It's not.
So we're going to move on from boring old Netflix Jake to the Just Beat It.
Just Beat It.
If you just beat a game,
yeah.
If you hashtag just beat it, you can be on the show. That's how you do it. People might wonder, like, how you be just beat it?
How you be there?
How you do that? You take a screenshot, mm-hmm. or if it's an old game, take a picture with your stupid phone. All your phones take pictures. If right. you have a phone that doesn't take a picture, you don't have Twitter. You don't know who we are anyway.
Right.
You're lost on the internet. You found us somewhere,
a
somehow.
Adrift in an analog sea.
Exactly. Take your phone, take a picture.
Which is the name of my new post-rock album.
What is it?
Adrift in an Analog Sea.
I like that a lot,
right?
Actually.
It's good, right? Yeah. Go ahead, sorry.
I thrusted that in a German nightclub so hard. I need leather pants. Anyway, you hashtag it with just beat it. Screenshot, and then it may end up on the show by either randomness or if you beat enough games.
Sure, yeah.
You can beat enough games like Caleb at Caleb J. Ross.
Boy, he went at it.
He was a close second tonight. He finished Ether 1, Spyro, and World to the West.
Mm-hmm.
But who was our top beater there, Jake?
Top beater is Jeffrey at Self-Destructo. Now, from what I understand, he once attracted the attention of the police after walking into a Home Depot bathroom and warning everyone that he was about to blow it up.
He's going to poop.
He's going to poop it. Finished Phoenix Wright. I don't know which one did he say.
It's right there.
Oh, Justice for All. I thought that was a separate game. Flashback, Cat Quest, and Catherine. Now, Catherine, Cartridge Club Game of the Month.
And Cat Quest sounds like my life.
It does.
I love it.
Cat Quest.
Now, Jake, maybe you can, the reason that we used that quip for Jeffrey was based on a true story.
That happened semi-locally.
Yeah.
Yeah, so anyway, it made the news. Well, the written news. I don't think it made it like the nightly news at 6.
Tom Brokaw is not talking. He's retired.
He's dead. I don't think he's dead. But anyway, it made our local news site where this guy walks into a Home Depot bathroom and it basically tells everybody to get out because he's gonna blow it up. Now I think I know what this guy looks like already in my brain,
right? He's definitely wearing overalls,
yeah. Probably a little dirty, salt and pepper hair, just just you know, a lot of stubble.
I was thinking the same
work
thing.
Boots that are probably very loosely tied,
toothy. I imagined some teeth but in weird places,
right? Very pronounced yet isolated teeth.
They grew up alone.
Yes. All his teeth were only children. Anyway, he walks into the bathroom, tells everybody to get out because he's going to blow it up. Meaning, he really has to go, and it's going to be bad for everybody if they stick around, I guess, you know, in the olfactory sense. Someone in the bathroom, probably someone young who didn't get the joke, goes up front and basically is like, there's been a bomb threat. That's my favorite.
Vans and squad cars barking the tires into that Home Depot.
Some guy's just like, God.
Some guy, and that guy's probably, this is the funny thing, that guy's still shitting.
Oh, yeah.
When the authorities show up.
He had
building his bomb.
Everybody get out.
Oh, my God. That's so good.
It's amazing.
Let's go into some random tweets. And this is not really a tweet. This is from Diego Avila via the Discord. He says, hashtag just beat it. Shin Megami Tensei Devil Survivor Overclocked, a game that takes almost as long to correctly pronounce as it does to beat. It was fun. Like a Pokemon game, except you are collecting demons, some of whom are sexy and want to make sweet demon babies with you. Hard as fuck at the end, though. About 60 hours to beat for me.
Yeah.
Well, Jake, this seems like something that you're familiar with, this Shin Megami Tensei.
I do like the SMP DSO, mainly because it's a strategy RPG.
Yeah,
I
you
like
beat,
that. I
you
like
beat
that
those business. Every day. You've got tons of them.
I love them.
Beat them all the time.
I don't beat them all the time, but I have played that one a little bit back when I had the 3DS. I did enjoy that game.
Very cool. Is stylized similar to like a Persona? Like, or is it's Atlas, right?
So imagine Persona. I mean, because Persona is actually kind of born out of this Shin Megami Tensei series.
Right. Yeah.
So, but this is like a XCOM version of that, mixed with a little bit of Pokemon and like apocalyptic demons and stuff. It's really cool.
That does sound cool.
Yeah, it's very cool.
60 hours isn't terrible.
No.
Considering all things considered.
No. Our buddy JD of Revia. I'm going to say Revia just to piss him off.
Battlefield 5.
Yeah. Just beat Metro Exodus. He calls it an instant classic for him. Going to find my crank-powered radio and phone charger and order some gas masks.
It sounds like JD is one that is very susceptible to mass hysteria.
Maybe. Or maybe he's just going to be better prepared than the rest of us.
He's the only one keeping his local apocalypse store open, you know, the ones survival shops,
the surplus stores. Yeah, we know the type.
Come get your tactical apocalypse gear.
Yeah,
he's got all that stuff.
He knows.
But yeah, good job, JD. And good, it's good to hear a refreshing thing about Metro Exodus. I feel like it's certainly a AAA game.
Right.
But it feels like one of those mid-tier releases we used to get last generation, just because of the lack of ho-hum.
Okay.
Like, you think about Anthem, Red Dead, all these other games.
Right.
Those are the marquee AAA games.
Right.
Those mid-tier games that used to be there, like, I always want to say Darksiders one, but it was THQ. You know what I mean, though? They're still that mid-tier. It's good to hear something good
about
a game that's not, at the tip of everyone's tongue.
Right.
There's something else out there.
Yeah. Apparently, it scored much better review-wise, critically, than any other game released, like, in this window. I think it's like it got an 84 average, so it's better than Anthem, better than Crackdown, better than all those others.
Yeah. Cool. All right. Well, if you think you're better than others, let me tell you how you can validate that.
Sure.
Try Caltech. Caltech is making robots and shit, and not literally shit, just robots and like other stuff like robots.
Correct.
Caltech, are starting to specialize in autonomous systems for agricultural problems. Some projects we've worked on in the past include assisting Virginia Tech in an international robotics competition in Abu Dhabi, consulting on an emergency medical software communication system used in emerging countries, and helping Travis beat Double Dragon 2.
Yay, yay!
There is no software development project too big or too small. Drop Caltech a line at info@cowden.tech if you're interested in working together or curious to learn more. That is info@cowden.tech. Thank you, Caltech.
Thank you. And if you like what you're hearing so far, you can find everything that we do on polykill.com. You can search Polykill Podcast on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube to find us there. You can reach out to us on the forums of cartridgeclub.org. Current games of the month are Catherine, and the Portable Cartridge Club is playing Kid Icarus Uprising. You can drop us a line, ask us a question, or share an idea at polykillpodcast@gmail.com. Please rate us on iTunes or whatever service you use. And now it's time to slide gracefully into that new ground game. What we got today, Trav?
You keep calling it the new ground game there, Jake, but it's been a while since it's been around since probably October-ish.
Has it?
I don't know. We talked about
it's
Santa.
It's relatively new, okay?
It's new-ish.
It's been in the 80s.
Yeah, it goes way back.
I mean, like the 80 episodes.
I think it was the late 70s. It doesn't matter, Jake. Listen, I tell you what's up, though.
What's up, though?
People went out for their Valentine's Day dates, and they were talking to their honeys and sweeties.
Honeys and sweeties and babies.
And none of them cared. No spike at all. And I felt defeated. I thought that was the one. I thought for sure people... Wouldn't it be amazing, Jake, if people could build a relationship based on Polykill? And that's what they had in common.
Wow.
And then like one day we officiate their wedding.
I could do that.
Wouldn't that be cool?
That'd be amazing.
You can't... You're ordained. You are ordained. I mean, how do you fucking... You are ordained. Are you not?
Not yet.
Oh, I thought you were.
Very soon, though.
I don't know why I struggled with that if it's not true.
You are ordained.
It's hard to say it three times fast.
You are ordained. You are ordained. You are ordained.
You're ordained.
I mean, if you try to scratch it together, then it will.
It's so hard. Well, listen, this is an authentic plea.
Wow.
Jake and I,
yeah,
we love this podcast. At least I do. I don't know about you, Jake.
It's all right.
It's helpful.
I like it as a friend.
You like it as a friend. I'm in love with it. I think it would be great if people just told one person, no matter who it was this time around, the next 2 weeks. I can't...
Just tell one person.
Just tell a person. Because if you think about it, we said tell a friend, we realized nobody had friends. We said tell a date, we realized nobody had dates.
Right.
Just tell another human about this podcast.
Wow.
Just start there. I mean, I'm getting defeated here. The trash men didn't work out. I'm sorry, the waste management folks.
Right.
I call them trash men because mine kicked mine over in my yard and I'm angry with him.
That's fair.
That didn't work out. Mall Santas were a little bit of a bust. Grandma didn't help us out at Thanksgiving.
Barbers. Can't trust them.
I don't even know a barber I can trust. So I'm just saying, just tell a person. Because we really, if we've given you an ounce of joy in the 80-some episodes that you've heard, and we've read out your Just Beat Its, and we've given you some tweets.
You're just laying the guilt on.
Maybe. Maybe just tell another human being about this fucking podcast. That's all we ask.
Wow, you sound desperate.
It'll be funnier next week. All right.
All right, good.
What you been playing?
Oh, yeah. So let's talk about that. So I have been playing a little bit, not as much as maybe last interval, but Shadow of the Tomb Raider. I am still liking it. I feel like that it, you know, it's what I expected. Nothing, not a lot to report there. I've been whelmed.
You're like the boots on the ground reporter for the lame, like a new ice cream shop opening up. They're like, it's open. They have ice cream in there.
It's,
like,
it's cold in certain parts.
The important parts for ice cream making are chili. The rest of it is of an ice cream consuming temperature. That's all we have to report here, Sandra. Back to you. Like that was what that was.
Yeah. I mean, there's really not much to say. I don't want to beat the dead horse or beat a living horse into a dead
Please,
one because
God, stop
I think
beating
it's
horses.
Just. I know people need to figure out another way to make glue. but in general, it's just, you know, what I expected.
Well, that's good. Yeah. Well, what percentage through the game would you say you is?
Total completion is kind of the only number they give you.
So that, like, that includes like all the shit you're not
going
to do?
Right. And I think I was at like 20-ish percent.
I mean, I think...
So I'm still early.
At least 50 is usually a beat.
Yeah.
Most of the time, unless it's something really stupid.
Right, yeah.
Like a Witcher where it's like, congratulations on beating the game. You have beaten 6% of the game.
Right. Well... Yeah, this one, I think it'll go pretty quick once I kind of get back in the groove with it, but a couple things came up that made me want to play them a little bit more, so I did.
Cool. I actually did start Let's Go Pikachu. That was right after Crash. I said, let's give these old thummies a break. My thummies were ragged after all that crashing.
Yeah.
And so I jumped into Let's Go Pikachu, and again, this is my first Pokemon experience. Mm-hmm. I'm new kid on the block, and I didn't know what I was getting into at all.
Interesting.
It's weird how much I didn't know about Pokemon and how much of it is just an RPG.
Sure.
You know? But I have, like, the world is a little strange. Like, these people just stand around waiting for you to walk by so they can throw their fucking Pokemon at you.
Yeah.
How weird of a world is that?
Yeah.
I'm just going to stand in this bush, and when he walks by, I'm going to throw a bird at him. I think that's kind of weird. And also, everybody's got names, but I don't think they need them. Like, just be... You don't have to be last Kira. Just say another girl challenge me. I don't know.
Okay.
Why do they call them lasses in that game? Is it like a British twinge or something? Why are we lasses?
I don't know.
Lasses and, folks Laddies. Like that. Campers. Everybody's a camper or a lass.
Well, so far. I mean, they change.
They do change?
They do change.
I wanted... You get the opportunity to name your Pokemon.
Right.
And I thought this would be a good opportunity to name them after all the presidents. Because I started on President's Day. So I had George Washington Pikachu.
Nice.
And I had James Bulbasaur Adams. and that's not even a president. James Adams was never a president. Nor does he make beer. That's Samuel. So I was off the rails early. And I ended up going back and renaming them just Pikachu.
Yeah.
And
I never named them.
I wanted so hard to have all the presidents be my Pokemon.
Yeah.
But it didn't work out. But it's going okay. I actually find the game, I know it's probably a game that's supposed to hold your hand through some Pokemon.
Right.
You know, maybe it's there to coincide with Pokemon Go.
Right.
And that probably has some new people on board.
Definitely.
And now everybody's got
younger
the Switch.
Players.
They've maybe never had a Pokemon game.
Right.
Now they're playing. So it feels very basic. I'm actually really bored because it's so easy right now.
Okay.
I'm hoping it picks up.
Okay.
But I don't dislike it. Like, I like the mechanics. I like the idea of it for sure. I see that there's some stuff in, like, being able to grow and mature your Pokemon and having them transform is something that I'm looking forward to doing a little bit. So it's not completely... I'm not completely down on it, but I am kind of like a little impatient with it currently.
Sure. That makes sense.
Yeah.
And that makes sense for Let's Go as well. Mm. That's just kind of how those are designed. Yeah, cool. Well, I hope this doesn't tarnish.
I don't think so. I get what I'm getting into. I know this is a watered down, so to speak, version. Sure. But it is a good entry point. I do agree with that. It's very...
Definitely. Like, yeah. I mean, honestly, there's things that this one cuts out that I think are very good to cut out. Like, you know how, like, when you're walking around the grassy areas and you can see the Pokemon and you can avoid them if you don't want to fight them?
Yeah.
You didn't have that option in any other Pokemon game.
Just random encounter.
Like, you walk through the grass and boom, yeah, you're fighting them. And to capture any Pokemon, you had to fight it first. So, like, the battles got really repetitive to me.
Oh, I see. I'm just throwing balls at them.
You're just throwing balls at them. That's all you're doing. Mm-hmm. And then you're fighting the trainers or the gym leaders or whatever. But, like, in the early Pokemon games, any Pokemon you encountered, you had to beat, and you had to get it to within, like, the right sliver of health because you had to weaken them before you could throw a ball at them.
Oh, my goodness.
So it was pretty tedious.
I would imagine so. Yeah, because I found myself after I had a couple type of one Pokemon. Uh-huh. Because at first I was like, do I get all these things? And then I started to be like, I've got way too many of these things. Yeah. And just running away from them. Like, yeah. Get away from me. I don't want you, Geodude.
Yeah.
I love you, but I don't want you.
I like you, but
honey,
I need my space.
I do.
Cool. So Apex Legends still spent an inordinate amount of time in that game.
It's a good way to put it, I guess, if anybody knows what that fucking word means.
Yeah, inordinate. Inordinate. I think it's probably my favorite shooter that I played in the last, I'll say specifically multiplayer shooter in the last couple of years, for sure.
Do you consider Overwatch a multiplayer shooter?
I do.
Yeah. You think it's better than Overwatch?
I don't think it's better than Overwatch, but I think I like it more.
Oh,
and
I see.
And specifically because Overwatch came out like 3 years ago, so like it's been released in the last couple of years. I think Apex is the best, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
I think I've already got like 30 hours into it.
Damn.
Which is decent. But yeah, me and my pal David will hop in there pretty much on the weekends, occasionally on a weeknight, and you know, sometimes you jump in and get killed quickly, and sometimes you jump in and you wander around for a half an hour and take out some mofos and become the champion, and it feels good.
That's good, man.
Yeah, it's a super good time.
It reminds me, and I'm drawing a blank on like the example, but I like when a game sneaks up on gamers and takes everybody by the dick.
Yeah,
you know,
and this one definitely did. Yeah,
there's no those games that everyone's all the time games on the horizon. Uh-huh. We're salivating for it. I mean, you saw the Kingdom Hearts folks just not wait.
Yeah.
Red Dead folks could not wait, and they got it, and it was fine.
Yeah.
But I like those games that just everyone's just like, everybody stop for a second, check this out. I like that.
That's fun.
Because that was the way I was raised on games. Like, at school, like, I didn't know what was coming out. People would just talk about a game, and I'd be like, get out of here. What is going on? So I think that's so cool that we can still have those.
Yeah.
Those games, just snipe us.
It was impressive that Respawn was able to keep that, and EA were able to keep that like under the hood. Like, I think things started leaking like late Saturday night, and they're like, "Hey, there's a new game dropping Monday," and everyone was like, "What the what?" And then the next thing you know, a week later, they've got 25 million players and the number one viewed thing on Twitch, and it's not really slowing down. It's pretty crazy.
That's very cool.
So, I mean, I get that, you know, not everybody's going to like it. It's not for everybody, but I think it's one of the coolest things that's happened because, like, I feel like the community around it is still pretty positive because it's still pretty young. So it's nice to be in a place where it's not just, people haven't figured out how to spam or, you know, grief or whatever. It's just...
Fortnite is this massive thing now.
Right.
Do you think it's not the next Fortnite? Or do you think it's at least stealing some people away?
It's the hardcore gamer Fortnite, for sure. I think Fortnite has the colorful appeal, the ubiquity of being on phones and, like, Nerf's picking up their shit, and Fortnite's getting action figures. And, like, I think they got the kids on board, so I think that's going to really help them.
Gotcha. But this is if you want to get away from kids.
If you want to play a game that's not about building your goofy dances, and it's actually about, like, tactical teamwork.
Nothing against Fortnite.
I have things against Fortnite. I'm fine with that. I think that is what, you know, the refreshing part of it.
Cool. Sure. Yeah. Man, I'm glad to hear all that.
Yeah, I like it.
It's only on console and PC?
Correct.
Cool.
Where else are you playing games?
I was like, cool. So I'm not going to get to play it on the Switch. The Switch? When I say console and PC, I'm not saying Switch in there.
You're not.
No.
But Switch is a console.
I know. Yeah. But when I say that, I'm immediately thinking Sony, Microsoft, and then half Microsoft, half Gabe Newell's big butthole.
Right.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
So I've been playing Catherine.
Right.
I am going to be a guest on the Cartridge Club Game of the Month podcast that will air live Wednesday, February, name the date.
27th.
Yeah,
I know, because that's the day after my root canal.
Oh, shit. So you're not going to watch me. You just know when your root canal is. If you give the Cartridge Club $1, you can watch me on there.
I like how you're delivering this.
Talk about this game.
Like you're reading it. You're like,
I don't know why I'm not reading it. No. I'm looking you dead in the eye talking. You can. And I'm going to be talking about Catherine. I'll be there with It's Rocket Sauce, Musty Hobbit, and of course Catherine.
Oh, nice.
Not the game. Not who right. was the game. The game was not based on Catherine, but right. Catherine from Flock of Nerds.
Yeah.
It was a great get for a podcast about
Absolutely.
Catherine.
Absolutely.
I will say.
How far along are you?
I'm real close. I'm maybe like a play session away from beating it.
Okay. So I realized that sounded like I was asking how close you were to giving birth.
How far along
are you?
Well, about 8.5 minutes. She's fully dilated. Boy. So this game, Jake, listen, things I can't say on that podcast, I will say here.
okay.
This game makes me
feel dirty. Need to take a
very,
shower?
Very horny.
Nice.
And angry. Not unlike a Ted Bundy.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I'm very raging.
I thought you were angry that you didn't play this game when you were like 13, like when you had been really horny for it.
Right. When, you know, that like 13 to 16 year old horny where you're just like.
It's like, if it looks kind of like a boob,
yeah.
You're in it.
Yeah. Like, I'll smush a banana up in my hand and run into the woods and we'll call this a day. No, it's not it's not quite warm banana hands, but it is. A weird game. It is a sexualized game. It
Definitely,
does. It pushes that on you. But that's actually the interesting part.
Sure.
And not just because it's a little sexy.
Right.
That's just the story. The game part is this block puzzle
Qbert
thing.
Ish.
I hate that.
Okay.
And I've had to admit to myself that I'm just not good at it.
Oh, so you don't like it because you're bad.
Yes.
Okay.
And that's hard for me to deal with.
That was guttural. It's hard.
It is. It is. I am no good at it. And I get so fucking mad.
Wow.
I get so mad. The story part doesn't bother me. It didn't age well in some respects, but it's at least interesting.
Okay.
But this block puzzle shit, that just takes forever. It's just... Like, they had a story, and they're like, how can we take this neat story we came up with
element.
And add a gameplay element to it? Oh, here's an idea. Let's just make people want to fucking strangle themselves playing this game. It might not be that way for everybody. I'm sure there's some people out there that's like, what's your problem with it? Get good, yo. I can't get good. I've tried.
I've tried getting good.
I hate it.
Don't get good.
But yeah, so just a little horny, a little ragey. Like I said, a little Ted Bundy.
Sure.
But I'm close to the end.
Ah.
Thank God. So I'll have a lot more to talk about on that podcast.
Cool.
You can catch it live. It'll be fun.
Cool.
It's also going to be, you can find it on the Cartridge Club feed once that podcast goes live. That's all I got to say about it for now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Neat.
Yeah.
So Crackdown 3 dropped on the 15th, 16th? Yeah, 15th. I don't remember. It was a Friday is when it dropped. The product of multiple delays. A lot of skepticism about how this is going to turn out.
I started out real high, Jake.
I know you did.
I went way down.
Crashed.
I'm not even talking about it now.
You're not. You don't care.
I kind of don't.
Yeah.
Until you force me.
Here we go.
And Brian, you and Brian say, Wednesday night at 9, I need you on here so that we can, right. one of the two of you, so we can go orb hunting.
Sure.
Then I'll be like, okay, fine.
Okay, fine. So here's what I'll say about the game. One is it does kind of look like a Xbox 360 and a half game. If that makes sense, it does not look new gen at all.
So,
it like somewhere between
540
generations. Yeah, we can go with that. Or just 360 and a half.
Just 0.5.
Just 0.5. But I think the but I'm okay with that. The visual style is mainly let's spread everything out as far as possible. Lots of flat surfaces, but lots of like. Glowing lights. That's the aesthetic. It looks fine. It doesn't look great. It looks fine. The combat is what a lot of people have problem with because there's just like this dedicated lock-on button. Like you squeeze the left trigger and it just locks onto your enemy and you can just pull the right trigger and shoot them. Now, I don't have a problem with this because this game is really about, at least the way I play it, a lot about mobility. It's jumping around, rolling around, flying around. So I'm okay with them like taking the edge off of the difficulty by giving me a lock-on.
Hmm.
I'm still having lots of fun.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I'm just jumping around, flying around, rolling, just shooting things and melting them with laser beams and rocket launchers and grenade launchers and, you
it's
know,
like
just having fun.
Somebody got really crazy with like a Halo map editor.
Yeah,
and
essentially.
Made Crackdown 3 by accident.
How this kind of feels.
Or made Crackdown in general by accident.
Yeah, and there's things, you know, the story is the setup, the opening cinematic is pretty hilarious. Terry Crews is featured heavily in that.
Oh, nice.
And the impetus for the game is kind of pointless. Like, I've pretty much skipped every, you know, story cinematic. I'm just like, I don't care. It's not what this is about.
It's never had
me.
A strong story. Yeah. It's
just an excuse.
Yeah, get the orbs and then the next boss.
And blow things up. Yeah. Exactly. But I do have fun with it, you know, because it is one of those games you can kind of just mindlessly play. It's almost like an arcade game where it's like, I'm not invested in this, but I'm having fun mechanically. And that's what it's been for me so far. Like, the, you know, have lots of cars in the game. Completely pointless. Why do I want to drive when I can just bounce around and, you know, you get a little jetpack that you can kind of use bursts with.
How would you compare the mobility to the one of my favorite games to traverse, Spider-Man?
Oh, not as good.
Definitely not as good.
But good.
I mean, obviously it's not as pretty.
No.
But... You can, is it still you got that like that feel good where you're like
it does.
I kind of want to go over there because it's fun to go over there.
Yes, I mean like you feel like out in the distance and you can see like an orb, you can almost see like I sort of imagine it almost like a Tony Hawk skate line where it's like here's an orb there and then there's one above it and oh there's one down over here.
Right.
So it almost gives me that rush of like I need to figure out the best route to get all these in a row. So like I enjoy that aspect of it a lot. So the mobility is really a big part of it for me.
Cool.
Yeah. It's cool. Don't care about the story. Mechanically fun. Not pretty, but I don't care.
I think a lot of people surprised themselves with how much they liked it. It seemed like that was the...
People feel guilty about liking it.
Right.
Yeah.
And all it did to us was make us wait. It hasn't done anything else to us.
No.
That's nothing. All it did.
I will say I tried the multiplayer because that's the one where you're supposed to have like these big scale environments that things you can blow up in.
Yeah. Is that there?
Yeah, it's present. I played one match, like when I was getting ready to go to bed, and I was appalled at how good I was at it. So clearly this is poorly designed. but it was like, I think it's 5v5, and maybe the map that I played on wasn't great, but like the game, it didn't, like the multiplayer did not run well. It was really jittery. Everything was pretty confusing. But I, like, we won the match, our team, like, 25-4.
Jeez.
And I killed the entire other team twice by myself.
Wow.
And, like, that makes no sense. I'm not that good.
No.
I'm not that good.
Jake, no, he's not.
That's no way. So, I got, like, a shit ton of achievements for that one match, though, so that was fun. but anyway, I might try that again, but I'm not invested in the multiplayer at all, which is sad because I like the idea of blowing things up. But.
I was kind of looking forward to that multiplayer because they talked it up.
Right.
We need to harness the power of the cloud.
That was like the whole E3 by itself.
Oh, yeah. People remember that shit.
Oh, well. Well, I'm actually glad it's enjoyable.
Surprised. Honestly,
did you play it after you'd heard something or did you go in there with some morbid curiosity?
No, I had heard all the things. So still didn't care. It's on Game Pass. I'm going to try it. I'm going to download that
shit.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah. All right, man. Well, that's cool. I'm just, you know, I'm all about the positive vibes. I'm glad you fucking like it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I will beat it because it's only like a 10-hour game.
I like to get in there and play it with somebody. Yeah. I think I'd only play it multiplayer. Is there a multiplayer campaign? Because the other one.
There is a co-op campaign two-player.
Boom. That's what I want.
There you go.
I'll do that. All right. So let's move into this discussion. Now, if you saw the title of the show, it probably has something to do with us lying to each other and trying to figure out those lies.
Yes.
And so what we're going to do, we're going to play a little game of, what's it called, Jake?
I think it's usually called two lies, one truth, two truth, one lies, three lies, a couple of truths.
Right.
Mixed bag of truth and lies.
I like that. Mixed bag of truth and lies.
But yeah, so this was my idea to come up with this game where we play two lies and a truth. And it's centered around gaming confessions.
Mm-hmm.
And it could be benign, stupid little things, or it could be something that we just don't expect from each other.
Right.
When it comes to our gaming habits, our gaming career, whatever.
And the interesting thing is, Jake and I are pretty close friends. And so we don't really withhold much information from each other. So it's going to be, it was actually really hard to come up with things that I think I could fool Jake with. Maybe vice versa. I don't know how much Jake's keeping from me. I'm an open book. So we'll see how it goes. Who should go first?
I'll go first.
So you'll read yours to me?
Yeah, because okay. I'll go first, and you have to do the guessing first. Now, I don't think there's any hard and fast rules to this. If you want to ask me questions about these, I'm okay with that.
Okay, I can get in there.
I'm okay with that.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
So let's get started. So the way I did this was we have three, I guess, sets each. Mm-hmm. I themed each of mine.
Oh, you did?
I did.
I did not.
So each set is themed. So the first set that we'll go through is about controllers.
Okay.
Okay. So here we go. The first one I'm going to read is I'm kidding. I wasn't going to tell you. All right. So number one, I have a secret desire to start collecting game controllers, specifically the DualShock 4 variants.
Okay.
I have thrown a controller only once in frustration during a fight with what I later found to be an optional boss in Bloodborne. That was infuriating.
So that's true? But you said only once.
You have no idea. I used to play with inverted look on the right thumbstick, but Uncharted Golden Abyss on the Vita inexplicably made me change to a normal look on the right stick.
These are some, I mean, I don't know which one's true, but these, the ones that are lies, are good fucking lies.
All right.
This is a good cloud of mystery for me. I actually thought about putting my Rage Against Controllers as one of mine.
Oh, okay.
But I decided against it.
Because I've seen you.
Because, one, you fucking know I took a 2x4 to that Xbox One controller that I just replaced. And I'm bad at it. I have, I've talked to people. We're getting it corrected. So, but you, I have never seen you rage.
Okay.
But you... That was an example. You said only once, which makes me think it was more than once.
I will say specifically, I've only thrown a controller once. I will not say that I have raged more than once or less than once, but, you know.
You could have gotten mad at the controller in other ways.
Correct.
But you threw it.
I am a twister.
You will.
I will twist a controller.
Hear that plastic creak?
Oh, it feels good.
It does. I'm bigger than you, plastic! I feel that way, too.
Yeah.
The collection thing, while I don't think you're... I think the Switch collection is, like, already a big deal.
Okay.
These controllers aren't cheap.
No. But I mean, Switch games aren't cheap either.
I know, but honest. I mean, how can you do two do things both. That aren't cheap?
I mean, here and there, you can pick up some good deals.
I guess. Now, I know our friend Caleb J. Ross.
He has some lovely ones.
He has some great controllers.
Yeah.
I don't know if you want to follow in those footsteps. I mean, he's already got the good collection. Why do you want to put yourself up against...
maybe it's jealousy.
I don't know. Maybe. What was the last one?
The last one was the inverted look thing.
That's so specific that I almost think it's a fucking lie. That one's painful. That one's so specific, I don't even know what you said.
Do you want me to say it again?
Yes, please.
Okay, so I used to play with inverted look on the right thumbstick, but Uncharted Golden Abyss on the Vita inexplicably made me change into a non-inverted player.
for good.
For good, yeah. I have tried to go back to play with inverted look, and I don't know why, but when I played that game, something switched in my brain.
Then that's your truth.
You think that's my truth?
I feel like you just fucking told me it was.
I'm a good liar.
You are, sadly.
Okay.
I don't even know if I know you anymore. Or I don't even know if you're wearing the shirt you're fucking wearing right now. I can't trust your body. I mean, that one's so specific. The other ones are like, I threw it just once, which kind of makes me think that you're planting something there for me to trip on.
Okay.
And then the control, I just don't see you...
Collecting controllers?
I don't see you... I could be wrong, but I don't see you doing the controller thing. I think...
Well, I didn't say I was going to. I said I have a secret desire to start.
Right, but I don't even see that.
Okay.
I don't even see that. I think you have maybe... I don't think you have a secret desire to start. I think you think they look cool. And you're like, man, that's a cool collection of controllers.
They definitely look cool.
But I'd rather look at them. I don't think you want to do the controller thing. I can't see you doing that, man.
Okay.
I could be wrong, though. I could be wrong. Right. I'm not going to belittle it in case it's true. And you come back and you're like, actually, I want to collect controllers. And I'm like, you're fine doing it. I have to backtrack.
Yeah.
I'm going to say it's the inverted thing. Even though that's so specific, it almost makes me feel like it's a lie.
Okay.
It is the most believable thing there to me.
Okay.
So I'm going to say that.
All right. Well, that is my truth.
Wow.
Yeah.
Nice. Way to go.
Yeah. It's incredibly weird. I have no idea. But like for years, always inverted, every console, every shooter, no matter what, I was inverted. Played that game and yeah, I don't know what the fuck happened, but my brain did a flip flop.
For good.
Yeah, for good. I can't go back.
That's crazy.
It's really weird.
And that was on the Vita.
It was on the Vita.
So even on consoles and everything else forever, you've been...
Oh, I mean, you wouldn't invert on the PC, would you? That'd be crazy.
Well, true. Fair.
I'm sliding my hand back and forth.
I don't play a lot of PC games unless it's like SimCity, and that's fair. Inverted would be dumb.
That'd be real dumb.
So dumb. Okay, so here are two lies and a true.
Okay.
I will say this is my weaker set.
This is when I first... You're hedging already.
This is when I first started.
You got to believe in your lies if you want me to believe them.
I think my lies are strong.
Okay.
But I think it's...
So whatever sounds the weakest is the truth.
Probably. Okay. Okay, here we go.
Okay.
I always name characters in my party after mine and my friend's cats.
Okay.
I one time left a store without paying for a Game Boy game I had slipped into my hoodie pocket.
Okay.
I briefly had an online relationship with a girl I met and played RuneScape with in college.
Okay, it's the middle one. That's your truth.
Which one?
The Game Boy one.
Well, why wouldn't the other ones be there?
Because they had more detail.
They had more detail.
Yeah.
So you think because I used the term hoodie pocket...
Well, it was short and to the point, and you seemed like you wanted to get past that one really quick when you delivered it.
The thing about me leaving a store without paying for a Game Boy game.
Yeah, in your hoodie pocket.
That's actually not it.
Oh, no!
So that one's eliminated. Do you want to pick between the other two?
Yeah, that's fine.
So here they are again.
Yeah, you name your party members after cats.
Right.
Or you, what was it, RuneScape girl?
I briefly had an online relationship with a girl I met playing RuneScape in college.
It was the cats one. That's the truth.
That is the truth.
Yeah. Nice.
I never played RuneScape in my fucking life. I actually had to Google what MMORPGs existed when I was in college to make that fucking lie. I've never dated a girl in my life. And no one playing RuneScape has, so there's two lies.
Alienated like all of our listeners.
They're all like, I fucking played RuneScape and fucked plenty. No, I do. Anytime, because I have a hard time naming party characters,
yeah.
And there's usually only a few slots, and Ralph and Leo usually fit.
Okay.
And then I can usually do Carl, which is my step cat.
Okay.
Oh, I have a step cat, by the way. I had a cat in college that my roommate and I split, but then when he left...
You split the cat?
Yeah.
That's mean.
Well, we adopted him together, okay. Illegally. We're not supposed to have him. Imagine that. Two grown... Very sexy man. I will say, one, he was very sexy, and I tagged along, and right. So by proxy, I was also good looking. Yeah. And we got a cat.
Okay.
There were no women in our lives. We were just like, hey, bro, you want to get a cat or something? Like, kind of needed something to play with, I guess.
Yeah.
And so we get a cat, and we kind of split all of the bills, but then I stay in school forever.
Right.
He moves on to, like, a life with a house.
Yeah.
He gets the cat.
Makes sense.
So Carl went with him.
I gotcha.
So he's my step cat now.
Makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and Carl's four letters. And he also fits in like any RPG
there
ever, any party.
There you go.
So Ralph, Leo, and Carl are usually the first cats that
you
go
in. Let me tell you something funny about this. This has nothing to do with the game, but it's somewhat related to your truth
there.
I'll get to it. You don't have to.
I'm sorry. I didn't rush you. Yeah. Fuck you. Let's get it going.
So, like, are you familiar with the Japanese gaming magazine Famitsu?
Yeah.
Okay. So, I saw that years ago, and I was like, I like that name. That's a cool name.
Famitsu. You just liked Famitsu?
I just like, phonetically, it's fun to say Famitsu. It's like, it's got nice hard consonants.
I like
ends
it.
Ends on a nice vowel.
Yeah.
I really like it. So, shortly thereafter, I've named each character in any JRPG that I play Famitsu, and I imagine that it's like this multiverse. So, like, every character that I'm playing is the same person, just in different games. Just kind of like in different...
Nice!
Yeah.
So he's just been all over the place.
Yeah, they're all like metally, meta-ish.
Right.
They're connected... meta. I don't know the right.
You're ordained.
You're ordained.
You're ordained. It's hard to say. No, that's good. That's fun. All right. What's your next three?
All right. So these are going to be about RPGs. Now that we're on the RPG wagon. All right. So I have never finished an RPG with a magic based character, as I prefer tanks and physical combat.
Okay.
I prefer action RPGs with real or active time combat to RPGs with turn-based combat. I bought The Elder Scrolls IV Oblivion based simply on the fact that Sir Patrick Stewart voiced a character in the game.
I mean, I believe that last one so much, but the other two...
I mean, I love Star Trek Next Generation. I was really into X-Men at the time.
I think it's going to be one of the first two, though, because there's so much thought put into those. And
you think so? Okay.
All right. I actually think, knowing you, if you're an intelligent guy.
I am very smart.
And I think being the barbarian, the warrior, the hack and slash is beneath you. I think you want to be that magic guy, the strategy guy, keep a distance, beat people with just the numbers and the attack, not just get up there and melee. So I believe that.
Okay.
The other one was you prefer action to turn-based. Yeah. I don't believe that at all.
Okay.
Because I think of the games that you've told me you like, which are like the Persona, you're into Octopath, even Pokemon to an extent. I can't even hardly think of an action RPG that's sort of a class. I'm thinking classic. Certainly.
The Tales series.
Certainly, like, you know, you haven't even played Skyrim, so I can't even use that as an example.
I played Skyrim. I'm just not beating Skyrim.
Right. I don't know. I just feel like I've heard you talk more about turn-based. But maybe, maybe I'm clouding that up because when I think action RPG, I think classic action RPG.
Okay. Like Secret of Mana or something.
Right.
Like that.
As opposed to like a modern one, which is blended with action
like
adventure.
Like Diablo or something.
Right, you know what I mean? I'm going to go with
No, you're picking the
first one. Wait, you said you'd rather be action than magic in that first one?
No, I'd rather be a tank with physical combat.
See, I think that's a fucking lie.
Okay.
But in the second one, you said you prefer action over turn-base. God, see, I think that's a fucking lie. And I think the third one's so unrelated, it's a fucking lie. I think you lied to me three fucking times.
No, one of these are true.
All right. Well, then I'm going to have to say the middle one.
The middle one is true.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll take that one off the board because that's a lie.
Oh, fuck! I didn't even give... Okay, can you say the third one again? Because I've kind of forgotten it.
I bought The Elder Scrolls IV Oblivion based simply on the fact that Patrick Stewart voiced a character in the game.
Did he, though?
Yeah, he was the king.
And how would you have known that?
Ads. Friends were playing it. Mm-hmm. I'd never heard of like Elder Scrolls.
You didn't have friends before you met me, so this is a fucking lie.
Okay.
I actually, now that I'm thinking that you've always wanted to beat a game with a magic character and just were unable to.
Oh.
Because you said you didn't say that you preferred one. You just said you've never been able to beat one, right?
I said I've never finished an RPG with a magic-based character. Yeah.
All right, then I think that's true.
All right, that's the truth.
But you'd like to.
That's fine, but I always play the tank, man.
You do?
Always.
Is that
if I'm playing Borderlands 2, I'm playing the Gunzerker. If I'm making a character in Skyrim, it's physical combat. I'm double-handed.
You're dumber than I thought you were.
it's an outlet.
No, that's fair. I don't know. I thought you were a magic man.
I mean, I'd like to be.
I hear you. All right, that's interesting. This is fun.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've learned anything about me, but I've learned a lot about you.
Yeah. I've learned that you steal shit and...
No, that was false. That's a fucking lie. All right, two lies, one truth.
Okay, does this have a theme or is this...
No, none of I didn't know that we were doing
wow.
themes.
Wow, okay.
I didn't know. But my last one isn't game related.
Oh, nice. Mine is.
Okay.
But it also mixes with something else, so that's fine.
Oh, good. All right, so here we go.
Yeah.
I was once on the top 50 leaderboards on Guitar Hero 3 for Pearl Jam's Evenflow.
Okay.
The first time I played a Game Gear and watched hardcore pornography occurred the same day at a friend's house.
Okay.
I thought role-playing game meant the game had something sexual in it until college.
Huh. So until college, you thought RPG was sexy times.
Role-playing, I
no,
just
I
heard
get
that.
That
term.
I get that. It's weird that you didn't... Now, how old were you when you saw the porn and had the Game Gear?
I'm not telling you...
You're not telling me?
Well, because Ooh. That you could imply that if I gave you another fact or another piece of information,
right,
you could interpret it as the truth.
You could dig around in my answers, but that's fine.
I don't know. That was... I was caught off guard.
Oh, okay.
If I'd said 12, you'd have thought it was true.
And tragic that you were watching porn that young.
I know.
It happens.
True.
Okay, you said true, so I think that's your truth.
Fuck.
Game Gear and porn, that's your true? Is that the truth?
Is that what your guess?
That's my guess.
It is. I was nine.
Holy shit.
Yeah. I went to my friend David's house. He
David
rode the bus
sucks.
With me, and his sister and my sister were friends, which was how my somehow parents thought it was okay for me to go to his house. But I was a little intimidated by David. He's a little older.
Okay.
And he's like, dude, I got a Game Gear. Check this out. And I'm playing the Game Gear. And then he's like, also check this out. And there was like a big veiny being played with. And I was like, what is going on? And that is burned.
That explains so much.
That is burned into my memory. Me playing Sonic and trying not to look at the TV because I was so like scared of whatever was going on the TV.
That is terrifying.
Same day right there. Game
Damn.
Gear. Very
hard. So I have to ask, do you get a stiffy when you play Game Gear now?
If it's on my lap and gets warm enough, yeah.
There you go.
But no, it's kind of a funny memory, but at the same time it's like maybe it's a scar.
It's definitely a scar. But some scars are funny.
They are. I don't wake up in the middle of the night in a cold sweat over it.
Right.
I will say though, I did think role playing game meant something sexy until I was about 15.
Yeah. I figured college was too late for that.
Too, a little
I could
too
definitely
late for
see that.
That,
you know, when you're young.
Yeah. And I was in the top 50 for
you did that
Stevie Ray Vaughan song.
Okay.
Yeah.
See, like, I didn't do that, like, sprinkle truth and lies shit like you did.
Well, I didn't think it was believable anyway because it was, like, the first week the game was out.
Okay.
But I was like, maybe
I'll
put it
in there.
Still, that's cool. That's yeah, cool. Yeah. I mean, I'm not good at thinking the lies, I guess. You're a psychopath. I'm not.
What we have learned today.
But I did watch a man get blown while I played Sonic on a Game Gear.
And you were nine.
I was very young. I was very Jesus. Young. I wanted to leave immediately.
Yeah, that's a lot.
This is therapy, and this is good for us.
This is good. All right, so my final set is music themed.
Okay.
Okay.
Of course.
All right, so when I first heard of the game Enslaved Odyssey to the West, I thought it was based on the concept album E by progressive black metal band Enslaved.
Jesus Christ. I've not heard any of those words before in my life.
You've never heard of Enslaved Odyssey to the West?
No, but okay, so can you repeat one more time?
Sure.
You heard, and it was an album called E?
No, when I heard of the game Enslaved Odyssey to the West.
The game
Enslaved Odyssey to the West. Okay. I thought it was based on the concept album E by the band Enslaved.
Okay.
Thought they were related.
You did? Okay. Dumbass.
I am interested in playing the game The Last Day of June, which is based on the Steven Wilson song Drive Home.
I do know who Steven Wilson is, so look at me go, Jake.
Boom. I got to the final area in Revolution X at an arcade once, but my mom saw that it was an Aerosmith game and made me stop because we were Christian and I couldn't be around Aerosmith stuff.
Well, Aerosmith's fun.
You tell that to my mom.
I wish that one were true.
Okay.
I found Revolution X to be tough. I've never made it to the last stage on a console, much less with quarters. So that was kind of tough. But maybe you're better on a light gun. I just had a controller.
Yeah, I'm okay.
Enslaved in the band thing, I don't think you're that fucking stupid. Come on. You didn't get into that kind of music until you were a grown man. You'd have known better.
I mean, Enslaved was like maybe 10 years old, I say the West.
You were 10 years old?
No, I mean, the game is like 10 years old.
Yeah, but
it's kind of a classic now.
But that means you were like of age to figure that out, not be confused. You're a smart man.
I mean, I don't know that that's true, but okay.
That's true. I did give you too much credit last time. What was the middle one again?
I'm interested in playing the game Last Day of June, which is based on the Steven Wilson song Drive Home. Which is from the album The Raven That Refused to Sing.
That seems like
classic.
I'm going to say that one's true.
That one's true?
Yeah.
Steven Wilson.
Yeah, I think you would want to play a game based on a music.
Do you think I like Steven Wilson?
I think you think he's fine.
Okay.
I think you're just drawn to any game that's drawn to music that way, inspired from music.
That's fair. That's a fair assumption. And that is the truth.
Yay! Woo!
Nice.
Open book!
Finally.
So the other two things, remotely true?
Not even close.
Okay.
Not even close.
All right.
E came out last year, and Enslaved came out like 10 years ago.
Okay. Fair enough.
Yeah, and I've only played Revolution X once.
But that one is well crafted.
Yeah, I thought so.
Because I was like, That game's tough. I don't think you made it to. If you hadn't said last level, I'd have bought it. If she just caught you playing it, I'd be like 100% true.
Fair enough.
Okay, here we go.
Yeah.
My last three, not game related,
not
even a little
related.
Bit.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All
yeah.
Right.
Sorry. I thought we said
it off
that.
Topic. I don't remember that.
I thought we said one could be not game related.
We did say that.
Cool.
I just didn't.
That's fine. Okay, so here we go.
Ready?
I met and shook hands with former Vice President Al Gore during a governor's school retreat my junior year of high school. I wore a hip brace for 6 months between third and fourth grade to correct a lower back issue caused by my misaligned bottom vertebrae. I pitched a no-hitter in a Dixie League Baseball regional championship game, and we still lost.
With a no-hitter. How do you do that? Like, I'm not a baseball guy. How do you throw a no-hitter and still lose?
A no-hitter is not a perfect game.
Well, I understand that.
There's two different. So people could still get on base.
Yeah, okay. So you pitched a no-hitter. So you walked some people.
That could happen.
You walked people to the point where they outscored you.
It could happen.
I'm not saying it could happen. Did it happen is what I'm
asking. I don't know.
You don't know.
That's up for you. That's up to you to decide.
You met Al Gore at a governor's school retreat when you were, what, 16? Is that what you said? Sophomore?
Junior in high school.
Junior. So you were 16 or 17. Okay.
Probably 16, yeah.
Where was the retreat?
It was clearly in D.C.
In D.C. Okay.
Where else do you meet the fucking vice president? You think he's going to come to my fucking high school?
Maybe not, but he could be in like Charlottesville or something.
It's true. Could be there.
So all you nerds in governor's school, I've never heard you mention that you've been to governor's school.
Really?
I never heard you bring that up. It was just always football, bow it to bow on the bus.
Just football, kid rocking pussy. No, it was more than that.
I don't believe you. I think that's a lie. I think that's definitely a lie. You would have told me you met Al Gore. That's big.
I mean, I guess.
You would have told me. Yeah, I don't believe that shit. What was the other one? So no hitter.
Wore a hip brace for 6 months between third and fourth grade. Yeah, because of the lower back thing.
A hip brace.
Yeah.
Because of your sciatica.
Sciatica is just a symptom of the condition.
Mm.
Lower vertebrae didn't exist.
Okay. Interesting. And when? How old were you?
It was between third and fourth grade.
Between third and fourth
yeah.
grade. So this was over a summer.
Yeah. Yeah. Little third, little fourth.
Okay.
Six months is a little more than a summer.
I think, man, all these are good. All these are really good. You've done well because I don't believe any of them. So I guess I'll just take a stab at it.
And okay.
I think it's the Al Gore one.
I think that's the truth.
Burn.
It's not.
Okay, all right.
Never met Al Gore. I've never met anybody. I was not in governor's school.
That's what I thought. But the other two seem...
You had to get up at like 6 a.m. to do governor's school.
Yeah, that's bullshit.
Fuck that, man. Yeah, never gave that paperwork
to my
parents.
Still hung over from the Kid Rock concert.
I know, right?
Woo! Fuck. I guess my other one that makes... Man. Tell me about the no-hitter again. When was this? How old? What's the league?
Dixie League Baseball is a league that you could be in that's not affiliated with your high school, like AAU basketball.
Sure, sure. Okay.
It's like a
and how old were you?
Sophomore high school.
Okay. Man, I don't remember you ever telling me you played baseball. I remember you telling me about football a lot. I don't remember stories about baseball, much less pitching. So I'm going to go with the brace.
Burn!
Damn! Woo!
Okay.
All right.
Yeah. Literally. Baseball was actually my premier sport.
Huh.
Yeah.
Did not know this about you.
Yeah. I was much more of a baseball player than anything else. I liked football more.
Okay.
But baseball was more my sport.
Sure. That makes sense.
Yeah. So when I was in 10th grade, I actually didn't get recognized very much on my high school baseball team.
Okay.
Around that time.
You got one of those faces.
Yeah. I've always been... the kind that just sleek in the background and not speak up for myself and
right.
just accept that I was going to be overlooked. But Dixie League, they actually tried everybody out at a position and they were like, you do fine at this. So I was a pitcher. I did okay. And we were in this regional championship game. Big deal.
Yeah.
Big deal. Win this, you go to a state final And then after that, you go to Nationals.
Wow.
So it's kind of a big deal. And this was sure. like a well-attended thing. And I threw a no-hitter against one of the better teams. I have really long monkey arms for my stature.
That helps, yeah.
It does help. I'm deceivingly athletic, I think.
Mm.
And I did no-hit their team, but I walked one guy. He stole second, third, and home.
Holy crap.
Yes, and we lost 1-0.
Damn.
Yes, very sad.
That's not on you, though.
It's not, but it was really hard to be excited about that no-hitter.
I imagine.
I'm still kind of upset about it. No one once came up to me and patted me on the back and be like, good pitch. And they were like, fucking walk that guy? Yeah. So that happened. But no hit brace for me. I didn't learn my back issues until I was 18.
There we go.
And again, I never attended governor's school. Jesus Christ. So
nice.
That's it.
Yeah.
We lied to each other a little
bit.
We
lied to each other. It was fun.
It was fun, man. I don't trust you anymore. I think this has damaged our relationship. I'll never play this with my wife.
Don't do that.
Yeah, seriously. It's been a lot of fun, folks. If you enjoyed it, please comment on on Twitter or go to the cartridgeclub.org forums. Let us know what you thought. Drop us a line on the email address. Subscribe. Tell a friend. Let us know what you thought or don't. Whatever you want to do.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Yeah.
All right. Until 2 weeks from now. See you later.